Hello, and thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy, and welcome to episode 7 of season 3. Remember, if you have any show topic ideas or any feedback, go ahead and email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and joining me this week is Rick Parisi and Rob Boyle, and we have a guest for today, and that's Coach Lindsay Bartsch. Okay, Coach Lindsay, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hi, Austin. I'm good. I'm hoping you guys can hear me. There's a little bit of a lag there.
Yeah, no worries. And Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Austin.
Good. And Rob?
Outstanding.
Awesome. All right. Well, Coach Lindsay, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and give the listeners a quick rundown on your background and maybe how long and what you've been doing with Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy.
Yeah, sure. You bet. So I'm originally from Ontario in Canada. I grew up in a hockey family. I had an older brother who played hockey, and I wanted to be just like him. So I got into hockey myself, and so did my younger sister. So grew up playing competitive hockey, earned myself a scholarship to an NCAA Division I school in Erie, Pennsylvania. School was named Mercyhurst. Played there for 4 years, ended my senior year as the captain of the team. After that, continued to play senior women's hockey back in Canada. Did have a stint back down in the U.S. coaching at the Division I level. And then I got on with Weekend Warriors about 5, I believe, years ago. And I've been working with Rick and Rob and the team to help the adult athletes learn basic skills all the way to hockey lingo and positioning. I've also added a little bit of yoga and flexibility to the camps. I'm also a certified yoga instructor, so I quite enjoy adding that component to the camps. I think it's really been helping with the feedback that we're getting from the athletes.
Excellent. That's kind of the perfect segue and introduction to what we wanted to talk about today, and specifically why we wanted to have you on. But I do want to note for the listeners out there, we kind of talk about it all the time. Coach Lindsay's resume shows you the kind of quality of coaches that Rick and Rob are able to bring into the program. So quite impressive background. So let's talk real quickly before we get into the yoga piece. But you mentioned about how you're working with the adult hockey players through Weekend Warriors, but do you kind of have an overall coaching philosophy for adult hockey players? And would you say it differs at all from maybe other types of hockey players, youth, pro, college, what have you?
I think so, slightly. You always want to cater to both the level of the athlete, but also the individual athlete in themselves. So we do a really good job in day one, really assessing where the athletes are at and modifying actually the drills and the rest of the camp to the level of the player, the players out there. For my coaching philosophy, I like to have more of an easygoing attitude. So, you know, one of the things as adults we don't like to do is be laughed at or fall or look stupid. But, you know, what we try to promote out there is that, you know, in order to get better, you have to learn to fall and learn to make mistakes, but also get back up and not get frustrated. So I really try to promote positive attitudes and kind of instilling in the athletes that, you know, if you make a mistake, it's not a big deal. It's just something to learn from. And we do it again and again and again. So just more of a motivational role. As the head coaches at the camp lead more of the skill development, I focus more on the mentality behind the game and the role on the ice.
So let's jump into yoga and flexibility. So can you give a quick kind of your background and your experience, why you think it's important and beneficial for adult hockey players maybe to start exploring these concepts of yoga and flexibility?
Yeah, no problem, Austin. So, you know, growing up, we're pretty active. And so a lot of the athletes, the younger ones that kind of are playing at higher levels, we focus more on, you know, agility and speed, fast movements to kind of take them from the highest level to, you know, an elite level. The athletes that are coming to our camp, you know, we're all working for the most part. So a lot of us are are sitting at desks or not maybe as active as the younger athletes. And so instead of focusing so much on the agility, you know, we tend to focus more on the flexibility and mobility. More so to reverse everything that we do during the day with sitting. And then with the athletes going through some pretty extensive sessions over the weekends, we tell them in some instances they're actually skating over a 3-day period more than they will in a whole season. So we want to make sure to add the flexibility and mobility component because their bodies just aren't used to taking on, you know, 4 hours of ice sessions a day. So you know, with as you age, being more prone to injury, yoga is actually a lifelong activity that anybody can do, athlete or not athlete. That just helps you, you know, elongate your tendons and your muscles. There's a lot of focus in hockey is on quads, glutes, hamstrings, calves, you name it, down kind of lower body. And then a lot of the twisting in the upper body, you know, puts a lot of strain on the lower back. So spending some time during the camp to really extend those, you know, those pieces of our body, help the athletes recover faster, reduce their injuries. And it also gives them kind of just a different component of the sport, I guess, and something that they can take home and do on their own. So we really like that as well. Is that something that they're not, you know, there's no extra pieces of equipment that they need to take that home. They could actually learn from these sessions, these yoga sessions, and take those home and do them in their own time when they're back just playing in their own leagues.
So if there's anyone who hasn't been able to go to a camp that you've taught some of these things, do you have any specific type movements you would recommend? I know it's hard on a show that's all audio based to talk about various different moves and things like that when it comes to yoga, but you kind of mentioned a little bit about the specific muscle groups to look at. You know, what would you say to somebody who's just listening to this and hasn't had the opportunity to be at a camp with you, maybe to try some of these things, at least initially?
Yeah. So there's a lot of opportunities actually. You know, I would recommend in most cities now, there's actually yoga studios that you can attend with different types of yoga. So there's strength building yoga, and then also more of the stretching related to mobility and flexibility yoga. So the mobility and flexibility yoga is, you know, they're called hatha or yin yogas. And that's where you're holding elongating postures for extended periods of time. So I'd highly recommend just looking at your local, you know, Google, you know, yoga. There's hot yoga, non-hot yoga. So there's that opportunity in regards to doing it at home. You know, basic sitting postures, I'd say, for the most part, where you're really focusing in on your hamstrings. So a simple forward fold, either in a sitting or standing position, would be really great for the extension through the hamstrings into the glutes. With regards to lower back, you know, it's called a supine twist, but you just lay on your back, take your knees to the ceiling, flop them to one side, and then you'll feel that kind of through your lower back. A simple calf stretch, even as a runner, you know, a lot of runners will do calf stretches. So just kind of going where a wall is, putting your hands on the wall, putting the front of your feet where your toes are against the wall, and just leaning forward a bit, and you'll feel that stretch in your lower calf. Another way to do that is, again, sitting in a seated position, legs extended, reaching forward for your toes or lower calves, and just stretching into the calf area.
So it's as you mentioned, just kind of try and focus on the elongation aspect of it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to discount strengthening in any way, shape, or form. I mean, there's no need to get out there and you know, be lifting 400 pounds on a squat or anything like that. But I mean, anytime you can get your muscles a little bit stronger too, and longer, it's only going to help you as an adult league player. And just go back to Lindsay's point about flexibility. Hockey is such a multi-directional sport. You know, we're always changing directions. We're looking in different directions. So I think it's important that the flexibility part is added to any adult league player if they can. And it's such an easy, like Lindsay said, it's such an easy thing to do at home, go to your local gym, whatever have you. So, but yeah, it's such an important part, especially as we get older. you know, and Lindsay could probably speak to this better than I could. Yoga is a little bit different in the sense that you're doing things for a longer period of time. You're not about to go into an active participation. So again, going out and putting your leg on the boards and getting into a hockey game, you're really not doing anything. You're not warming up your muscles. There's not enough, you know, not too much blood flow going through there. You want to kind of increase your blood flow by active warm. And that's why we always do an active warm up at camp to increase that blood flow in the muscles, you know, prior to participation in what's going to be a tough weekend for our campers.
Yeah, and to Rob's point, absolutely. So a lot of the yoga sequences that you'll find is exactly that, similar to when we have the athletes come under the ice and we do a couple laps to warm up. Each posture is actually curated so that it's warming up individual bones, tendons, and muscles in your body. And so it also reduces, the concept of potentially getting injured. And so exactly that on the ice, whether you're doing yoga or not yoga or stretching or like you said, kind of working on building a muscle, always warming up is the most important thing that you can do for injury prevention.
Rick, anything you want to throw in on this with your, experience with the yoga side of stuff, or any questions you have that you think Coach Lindsay might be able to help answer?
I think I'd just like to add, how popular it is and how well it's received at camp. Over the years, Rob and I have talked about some of the off-ice stuff we can do. I mean, we do a lot of the presentations, right? Like, the learning stuff about, hockey positioning and going over the video and, reviewing your skating video. But we've sometimes thought, what else could we do? And like one year we added stick handling. And I'm not sure how we got to the yoga, but I know Lindsay was the first one to do it. I don't know if she was just saying, hey, I'm a certified yoga.
I'm pretty sure it was my idea.
Oh, it was your idea to add the yoga? Okay.
I said a stretch. I remember specifically, we should add a specifics. I don't sound like I'm taking credit for anything. But I thought that, it was important to maybe add a stretching component, like a post workout stretching component. Yep. Because a lot of the campers just go back to the hotel and like, when they're not doing something, just like to lay down. One of the things I always tell them too after a session is don't go lie down in a hotel, go for a little walk, do something, flush the lactic acid out of your muscles or do a stretch or something. And we try to squeeze in a lot into a 2-hour session. So we don't necessarily do a stretch after the session on the ice. But it's something that campers can take ownership of once they leave the ice. So that was really the genesis of it, just trying to add a different component to the camp and helping the campers out as well and kind of get their focus on taking care of their bodies and their muscles throughout the weekend.
Yeah. And so I guess Lindsay was, one of our coaches at one of these camps and, let us know that she did yoga instruction and she was certified yoga instructor. So we added that to one of the camps and the feedback was fantastic. Of course, the thing I think is funny is, we add it, we usually do it on Friday. Like one group is doing their video review and the other group does the yoga and then we flip flop it. And, then of course the feedback is, well, we should have yoga on Saturday too. We should have another session on Sunday. And I'm always like, how come every time we add something, they want like another thing? And it's just like, well, okay, but she taught you how to do it. You could do it on your own on Saturday. But anyways, yeah, it's a great thing that we get a lot of great feedback. And even at camps where we don't have Lindsay like in Lake Tahoe, we actually had a yoga instructor, not a coach, but she was just a yoga instructor, just did the yoga portion. But it's not possible to do it every camp, but when we can, we do it. And if we don't have a yoga instructor, we've also had one of the coaches lead some stretching, just to get that flexibility because the players like it. And, like Lindsay talked about before, and maybe Rob, I think said, these are players are maybe not all in the greatest of shape. And, we're not going to be doing dry land training with them where we're like, okay, you're skating against a parachute or whatever, running like we're doing things that are more appropriate for our clients, right? And so what gives the most benefit, you know? It's not going to the gym and pounding out, you know, squats or something. It's getting out there and just getting some stretching done.
Lindsay, I did recall something that I was thinking of, which is, do you feel that that yoga, the elongating, that kind of stuff, even the strength you get from yoga can help prevent, you know, tendonitis, overuse injuries? That's probably more prevalent in adults than it is in 16-year-olds.
I would say yes, absolutely. It comes down though to consistency. So if you're going to do yoga once a week, and think that's going to help with things such as tendonitis, I will tell you that's not the case. Like anything, it has to become habit.
Right. And so I don't mean to say that yoga is going to cure your tendonitis, but if you're in a situation where, you know, you're playing hockey quite a bit, you're using very specific muscles in order to maybe curb that as an adult, 2 to 3 times a week of yoga might help with that aspect. That's kind of where I was going with that. So I realize curing tendonitis is a totally different thing than preventing it. So.
Yeah. And I guess if you take a look at yoga, that might be different than just potentially stretching. Is some of the postures in yoga have to do with balance, or a lot of them have to do with balance. And so what it's focusing on is those tiny little muscles that are supporting the joints and supporting the bigger muscles. So by focusing on those, you know, that helps with, you know, the preventative side of tendonitis. Or, you know, I've worked with students where they've had surgeries. And so it's just really focusing in on those tiny little micro muscles, because once you build those up, you can build up the muscles around it. And that's where you're actually seeing the results of these tiny little things that pull on people's tendons and joints, even in daily life. Yoga 100% can help fix that. I can vouch for that. Again, it just comes down to consistency. I also wanted to just quickly add, just because our listeners might be thinking, you know, historically yoga, when you hear the word yoga, a lot of people, you know, think cult or get nervous or think of spandex and, you know, all the things around it with the stereotype of yoga. At Weekend Warriors, you know, everyone's just wearing their athletic clothes. And like I said, we're focusing more on stretches revolving around hockey. It's not your standard yoga with chanting and stuff like that. So I just don't want people to be afraid. I've heard, you know, from a couple athletes before doing the yoga session part, are a little bit nervous around it. And then after doing it, they're like, okay, this is not what I had expected. So also, you know, coming into it with a positive mindset and knowing that, you know, we're catering it to athletes and hockey players. It's not that very traditional, you know, stereotypical yoga style either.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that gives a good kind of explanation as to why, you know, yoga might be beneficial or is beneficial to adult hockey players and why it's included where they can in the camps. So just turning real quick, last thing for you, Coach Lindsay, is there anything you wanted to bring up, you know, as you have the opportunity to talk to at least a few people out there with coaching or anything hockey related that you want to talk about?
Sure. Yeah. So I guess just closing remarks, like I mentioned, whether you're going to a yoga class or doing it on your own, stretching in any capacity for any amount of time is hugely beneficial for just basic lifestyle all the way through as an athlete. Weekend Warriors camps are, you know, one of a kind adults camps. They're very few and far between, especially with the way they're curated, like I had mentioned, to the level of athlete that we have attending. You know, Rick's done a really great job at picking locations that can also be, you know, visited and explored at, in addition to doing the camps themselves. So, you know, I highly recommend, and I'm not here to obviously sell the camp, but being a coach and participating for, you know, the last 5 years, I've just really built good relationships with the athletes that attend. And, you know, there's a lot of repeats that come year over year. They just love it. They love the instructors. They love the camp. They love the structure. So just highly recommend staying active, and Weekend Warriors is a great way to do that.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Appreciate it so much, Coach Lindsay. And Rick, we'll turn it over to you if there's anything you want to talk about with how June camps went, or as we get into July here, as it's the 7th of July as we're recording this.
Yeah, I mean, June camps went really well. So we had the Buffalo camp, the Cape Cod camp, which was the one Lindsay was at most recently. And then we had Vail, Colorado. And we are here right now in a short break, but next week we're in Ann Arbor. We have four in a row, actually. So it's Ann Arbor, Michigan, Southern California, then Seattle, and St. Louis on four consecutive weekends. So it's going to be quite a stretch.
Yep. The dog days of summer. All right. Well, excellent. Coach Rob, anything you wanted to add before we sign off?
No, not that I can think of. I've been absent lately, but I'm looking forward to getting back on the road here shortly.
Rick, anything else before we sign off?
I just wanted to thank Lindsay for being on the show and chatting with us and, you know, telling our players about, you know, the benefits of yoga and all that. So thanks, Linz. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Yep. Anytime, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us, Coach Lindsay. And of course, thanks for Rick and Rob for joining as well. So, and we do thank all the listeners for checking us out at Weekend Warriors Hockey. And we do hope you enjoyed the episode and hope you're looking forward to learning more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you do have show topic ideas, shoot us an email, info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. And until next time, keep working hard, improving each time you're out on the ice.